Fine. So one of the last thing is in well, turn it around. Why? Is it? Oh, okay. Who knew? I've never had the problem. I speak loudly. I've heard the recordings. Okay. So the Gemara at the end of the Masechta has this interesting drasha. I'll take a second. What I want to analyze here, just what I think is interesting, is there's a very interesting case at the end of our Masechta where, I don't know, philosophy, machshava, I don't know what you would call it exactly in Gemara, makes a prominent appearance. And then, if you look through the postgame, actually this philosophy gets translated into law in very interesting ways. So I just want to analyze it. Do a close reading of the Gemara. You should just get a Gemara. You have a Gemara? What? Just grab a Kiddushin. Yeah. So the. It's Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're really getting towards the end. Okay. So the Gemara there is talking about all the Yichud Sugyas, and then at the end it tells a story of someone who thought that his wife dressed up as a prostitute and seduced him, and he felt really bad about it, threw himself in the oven, etc. In that context of someone doing an Avera, or thinking he's doing an Avera but not actually sinning because it was his wife, so the Gemara has this following drasha, right? So kol yom shalosu tzadek hayim is'ana ad shemeis posa misa. So then, Netanya, Isha haferam v'Hashem yislach la. So the pasuk in Matos, speaking about nedarim, speaks about a case where a woman made a neder and her husband nullified it. She violated the neder in the meantime. So the pasuk says Isha haferam. Her husband nullified the vow. Therefore, v'Hashem yislach la. So the Gemara says, "Ma kasa medaber." What is the pasuk talking about? Beisha shenadra binazir, v'shama baila v'haferla. Where a woman made a neder to be a nazir, and her husband heard, and he nullified it. V'hi lo yada, javer la baila, and she didn't know that the neder was nullified. V'haitzah shows that yayim v'tam la mezim. She was violating the nazirus. Rabbi Kiva kave mati lahi psuka have bachi. So Rabbi Kiva had a very sharp read of the pasuk, and because of that, when he would get to the pasuk, he would cry, "Amar, uma mishen iskavin lechol basar chazir, v'ala biado basar tle." If someone who intended to eat pig and ended up eating sheep, amra torah tzricha kapara uslicha, Bazuk says that she needs forgiveness. Mishen iskavin lechol basar chazir v'ala biado basar chazir. So someone who intended to eat pig and did, alachas kama v'kama. How much worse is this? Chayotze b'davar ata omer. Similarly, you have a similar case. V'lo yadava ashem v'nasav omno. The karban asham. Rabbi Kiva Magila Pazuk Zaya Bochar. Rabbi Kiva would cry when he got to that pasuk. The fact that there's such a karban tells you Ma Mishin is kavin lechol shuman v'alo biado chelev, that someone who intended to eat kosher fat and ate not kosher fat and ate not kosher fat. Amra Torah v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasav. No, Mishin is kavin lechol chelev v'alo biado chelev alach kamim kama. Someone who meant to eat not kosher fat and did, how much worse? Easy Ben Yudah Amra v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasav. No, al dover. Okay. It's like all the people who moan shall moan, right? Okay. So now, what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara is actually, it's a very sharp philosophical analysis of a sort of abstract question, which is, what is the nature of sin? Right? If you think about what's going on in the Gemara, that's what's going on. So, if I asked you, what are the two components to any sin?
Going against Hashem, and then actually doing the
Isser. Right, meaning there's the intention, and then there's the actual Isser. So now, obviously, a full Isser, what the Gemara calls Niskavin Lechol Basar Chazir V'Alo Biado Basar Chazir, or Niskavin Lechol Chel V'Alo Biado Chelev, is the worst type of sin. But now the Gemara is Medayik. Isha Hafiram Hashem Yislachla. The woman thought she was doing Avera. She wasn't, still Hashem Yislachla. Which means that according to Rabbi Kiva's original drasha, which part of sin does he highlight as being the primary element of sin.
Intention.
The intention. Right? Even though she didn't actually do anything wrong, since she was niskaven, so then she's chayev, or she needs kapara. Then the second one, from Karban Asham, from Karban Chatas and Asham, what do you learn? The opposite. If you did the sin without intention, you also need kapara. Right? So what the Gemara is highlighting is that is either way you go, they are, each of them are sins to a certain extent. Both intention with, even without an actual action, or an action without intent, are both sinful. Now we can explain why. Right? Now, why would you say that the intention to sin is sinful is sort of intuitive. Right, the best example of this is the machlokas in the beginning of Tura. Rav and Abaye, Kol Milso Damar Rachmani, Iavid Mahani or Lo Mahani. Right, anything that the Torah says usher, does it work or does it not work? Or does the fact that it's usher mean that there's no chalos? So the Gemara says, well, if it doesn't work, right? I try to marry someone who I'm not supposed to marry, and it doesn't work. So then, why am I chayev? Why is it a sin? I went against the word of God. Okay, it didn't work, but I tried. So that I sort of understand. Why would you say the opposite, right? Why would you say that the sin itself minus the intention is sinful?
Like spiritual poison.
Right, spiritual poison, right? That's exactly what the Ram says. The Ramban in two places, both in Shara Gemul and in Vayikra Aleph Dalet, says that, right, Aviros have a metaphysical reality, and that's why you have to bring Karmar Chatas. Afal Bishu Ratsui Hashem, who, even though the person who sins by accident is Ratsui Hashem, he's beloved by God because he didn't do anything wrong, or he didn't mean to rebel against God, since there's a reality to Torah in this world, it's actually metaphysically pogame, whatever it is. The Ran says this by people who sin because Chazal made a mistake. So the reason that it'll still affect you is because, like poison, if all the doctors in the world told you that something wasn't poisonous, but it was, and you ate it, it's fine. So that's right. You have the Gemara here's a very sort of sophisticated discussion about what is the nature of sin, and you have, right, the two positions here, minakatzeh lakatzeh, and both of them require kapara. Now, I'll just point out parenthetically, and then I'll get to the halachic point. There's actually three versions of this medrash. There's this, which comes up here and in Nazir. There's another one which comes up in the Sifrei. So the Sifrei has a very subtle difference, which goes like this. Vashem yislach la, and it brings the whole example. And then it says, Mashal lema hadavar domeh, lemiskavin lechol basar chazir v'achol basar tle, etc. So in between the Neder case and the case of Karban Chatas, it adds Mashal lema hadavar domeh. Meaning they're not actually the same case. Right? In our Gemara, they seem like they're all the same case. Now, why would you say they're not the same case? And if we wanted to have a more sort of even more sophisticated discussion about the nature of sin,
what's been on the left and what's been on the
right? No.
Because of the two different parts of sin.
Well, no, meaning
the ones you actually ate, one's just you.
Right. One is the intention and one is the actuality.
No, I mean, he has both of the two cases come later, right? It's Basar Chazir, meaning both the. No, it's actually just the Basar Chazir. Is it the other one? No, it's not. Well, I think it's something more fundamental, which is, what's the sin we're talking about in the original case? In Yishav Eram Hashem Yisach La, Neder. What's the difference of Neder to other sins?
There's no actual...
Meaning if you...
Objectively wrong.
Yeah, meaning if you think about the problem with Neder, is it has a kula and a chumra. On the one hand, it's more makil, because if we talk about the metaphysical reality of sin, Neder might not have it, because you created it for yourself. But on the other hand, you created it for yourself, and it might be, you have to even be more careful. Right? You already accepted it on yourself. Right? So it's not actually classic in either way. Or the intention might be more fundamental than the action than it would be another sin. Okay. The third version is in the Yalkut, and the Yalkut actually goes a step further and attaches it to a discussion about shichicha. Right, when you forget sheaves in the field, you leave it and you get schar. And the Gemara and the Midrash has a discussion of the fact you get schar even though you didn't have kavana, and then compares it. So the Midrash actually goes a step further with suggesting that the same model exists not just by aviros but by mitzvos. Okay, so that's the philosophical background to it. And again, like I said, you know, to fully flesh this out, you have to get into the question in general: why is shogeg a problem? And like I said, the Ramban thinks that it's about this metaphysical reality. The Rambam is a totally different position. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos Perakei Halacha Vav says that even shogeg is a form of rebellion. I mean, mazid is I rebel against God, and shogeg is I wasn't midakdek yafe yafe. I wasn't bodek yafe yafe. I wasn't careful. It's I'm not punished for being rebellious. I'm punished for being flippant. Right. So
you read that up and tells you that's like what you're supposed to do.
No, by a show gig. I mean, saying by a show gig.
Like,
case.
As in, like the halacha says, you can eat this animal, or whatever. It's like, you know, a case of like. Nine parts kosher, whatever.
Oh, no. So that's an interesting question in those cases. I mean, what is the case?
Like, the Torah tells
it,
the Torah didn't.
Right. The Rambam's case is a different case. The Rambam's case is someone who is a Nida case. Right? Is, if it's near the Veset, not near the Veset. Right? Meaning, if you're expecting her to become a Nida. Anyways, we won't get into all the discussion. Okay. What's interesting to me about this, though, is that this is, you know, a philosophical discussion that we can have. In fact, it becomes very relevant halachically in the following very interesting shaila. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is the following question. It's a very common question, but it's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's treatment that's very interesting. What happens if you are a Shomer Shabbos doctor and you are pegged to have a shift on Shabbos? Right, you're an emergency room doctor, and aniach it's mutter, okay? Because there's actual pikach nevesh going on, and now you have the option of switching that shift with a non-religious doctor. So the other time the shaila comes up is the army. Right, these are two shailas, right? Two parallel shailas, both dealt with, and they're compared. The shailas are compared in the postgim. They deal with the same question. Rosh Shlomo Zalman's was the medical case, but the same thing comes up. Rav Yatz has the exact same discussion in his book in Hilchot Tzavah. So now, what would you have said? What would you say? Right, you are a religious doctor. You're a religious soldier. It's actual pikuach nevesh. You have a shift on Shabbos. Do you dafka change? Dafka not change? Doesn't matter, right? What would you say?
Well, it doesn't really make a difference.
Both of them are being over. What you say, like according to this stuff, you shouldn't change, because if you're doing it, you're doing it to shame the mitzvah, whereas this non-Jewish doctor would just be doing it because he doesn't care about Shabbos.
Exactly. So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in a incredible read of this Gemara, takes this Gemara very seriously and says, look, right, so here it's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa. He says, "V'shamati mi gumei agon Rosh Shlomo Zalman zatzal." You're doing it for the mitzvah. He's doing it because that's his job. Which is our Gemara. That since he thinks he's doing an Aveira, because he doesn't understand that Pikuach Nefesh is Matzah, is Doche Shabbos, and you do. So then he says it's an Aveira, and he goes so far to say, V'gam alzeh, yish mishum lefnei iver. V'gam efshar divinon dinon gar atzvei. And he said, maybe it's even worse. Kevin shem emes yish kan chil Shabbos. V'yidachin sharofein nechshav ke'inu mechal Shabbos. Rag im kavanos el atzol v'lo mizkamin l'tashlum. And he said, and what's the issue here? Here, this is a big, very complicated in poskim whether we actually poskim this way, but it's possible that by ase dochalos like scenarios, which is what's going on here, there's chil Shabbos, but pikuach nevesh. If you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, it's as if you're mechal Shabbos. So you, who's the shomer Shabbos, wouldn't be mechal Shabbos, and for him who doesn't understand chil Shabbos, it would be chil Shabbos. So then he says, etc. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman paskins that it's usher for you to switch because he reads this Gemara. And what does this Gemara tell him? That Averos, simply the Kavanah doing Avera itself is Nechshav ken Avera. You need Slichav Kapara. And therefore, you're going to do it not L'shem Avera, he's going to do it L'shem Avera. It's problematic. And he says the same thing in the Chuvos. Fine. No. Now, Ruba de Ruba of postgame, go ballistic. Okay? Before we get to that, I'll just say, Shlomo Zalman says it in another place. Shlomo Zalman is another interesting shadow, which we'll mention again on Thursday in Nichud. What happens if a woman's husband is in the city by the Ba'ir, but she doesn't know? Right? So he says the exact same thing. It's Miskavein for Basar Chazir. for Barbas Chazir, that her husband is in the city and therefore there's no Yichud, she doesn't know about it. Right? So it's, now Yichud might be different for a whole bunch of reasons, but he makes the exact same argument. Of course, the same Gemara says it's Miskaven, Barbas Chazir, Alav Yad Tleh, and it's problematic. Okay.
What about the Gemara that says, kind of, when you're Nechshav and Avera, Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo Mitzav and Amaisa, doesn't that, like, come into this at all? Like, seemingly, like...
Right, you would think, so the... I think the difference between that Gemara, I have it on my original Makar sheet when I get this here, is that in that Gemara, what's the difference between that Gemara and this Gemara?
I mean, whether you did a Maisa, but here...
Whether you did something. I mean, in that... In what happened there? I mean, there... I planned on doing an Aver and I was foiled. So I never actually did anything. So we assume that you're a good person. You're not. If you actually got to that situation, you wouldn't do it. Here, you thought you were doing something wrong and you actually acted on it. Right? Which means that it was a machshava which was expressed in action. It happens to be for technical reasons you didn't do something wrong, but you showed that you actually were willing to do something wrong. So that, I think, is the difference between the Gemara here and the Gemara in Daf Mem. Okay. The problem, and this is pointed out by Rav Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law, Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg Shlita, right, the Garzan, is awesome, that the Gemara in Menachos Samech Dalet is the following machlokas. Itmar, Shama Shetava Tinok Biyam, you heard that a baby was drowning in the sea, Upeirish Mitsuda Lahalos Dagim Vahela Dagim Chayev, and you threw out a net to get fish, and you get fish, you're chayev. But the halos dagim v'hela tinok v'dagim. But if you threw out the net to get fish and caught the fish and the baby, so Rabba Amar Pater, Rabba says you're Pater. Rava Amar Chayev. Rab from Shabbos for Tzad. Right? Rabba Amar Pater Zilbasar Maitzav. The Rava Amar Chayev Zilbasar Machshavto. The Rabba says you're Pater because you go after your action. And Rava says you're chayev because we go after your machshava, right? So Rav Shlomo Nechemia said, oh, it seems like this chakira in the Gemara, right, is in fact a machlokes lahalacha, right, between Rabba and Rava, where Rabba says zil basar maisav, the ikr of sin is your action, and therefore, and the ikr of mitzvah is your action. Rava says the ikr is machshava, and therefore you intended to tzad, right, to hunt and not to save, so therefore you're chayev. How do we paskin? Zilbas or Maisiv, your putter. So Rav Zalman Nechemia said, yeah, you're right, this philosophical machlokas exists lahalacha, you're just wrong because we don't paskin that way. The Gemara actually says that, yes, these are two elements of sin, but when it's not a question of two elements, but which is ikr, the Gemara comes to a, right, we paskin, probably, like Rabba, that we go Basar Maisiv, and you didn't do anything wrong. So, there are ways of getting out of it, or partially getting out of it. So one way of getting out of it is the Shut Beis Yitzchak. So Beis Yitzchak says like this, and this is in Tshuva Ches in Yerdea, Mash Manir Patr Ein Kan Shum Chiyuv, Av Magaz Margaz Azar, V'nirli Datam Disham, Miskavin Lidvar Avira, V'asa Mitzvah Patr Lagamri, Mashem Miskavin Lidvar Avira, V'asar Devar Rishos Chayav Makos Mardos. So he makes a chiluk, and he says, look, if you're Niskavin, the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about what? Niskavin Lechol Basar, Chazir v'alav yadot tleh. Meaning, I meant to do an avir, I end up doing a dvar shus. So he says, there's nothing to counteract your evil intention. So therefore, it's a quasi avira. But in the case in Menachos, where there you can't hide from the fact that you were matzil nefesh, so then the existence of a mitzvah overrides the avira. So now, if we go back to the Yalkut's version, where the Yalkut has an equation between averus and mitzvos. Basically, said that's not true. Is that mitzvos go by primarily by the result, and therefore the result of a mitzvah can override the intention of an avira. So that would still make it that Shlomo Zalman is incorrect in the case, but it would give us a way of being yash, of explaining the two sugyas. How they're not actually right. They're not intention. Right. If there's avera and rishus, but there's no counterforce, so then that's the Gemara and Kiddushin, that there are different elements to sin, and each of them is independently a sin. The Gemara Menachos is saying, if the result was actually a mitzvah, that overrides the bad intention. Fine. Now, la halacha.
Why isn't saving Biden like being a doctor?
No, it would. I mean, it would still make Rosh HaMazaman wrong because Rosh HaMazaman's case is still the Gemara and Menachos. Right? I mean, the theory that it is significant halachically, right? That we actually consider an avera when you intend to do an avera and don't. That could stand minus the case of Menachos, which is actually Rosh HaMazaman's case. So Rosh HaMazaman's argument by Yichud might work, but his argument by the doctor switching might not work. Now, just one other case where it comes up halachically is the Chofetz Chaim also takes this seriously, and he says this is in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Dalet Osud Aleph. He says v'da od ikur gadol binyanim elu im echad rotz lahachas chavira binyanenu gon lizarchalim lachto lishatev ima olasu shidoch ima uchiyagavna. If you need to make a shidduch, a job offer, whatever, you're allowed to ask around l'toelet. Right? That's basics Chofetz Chaim. We said, "Ach nira li shetzach shodia l'misha shol meito." I love shiruz alazu shidduch imo. But when you try to get the information, you have to explain to the person who you're getting the information from why you're getting it from. Because otherwise, if he thinks he's saying lashon hara, then it's an avira, right? You have to explain to him why it's not lashon hara, why you're doing it l'toelet, right? Aval im lo yodia l'chaver et siva divishatel v'yase atzmo kim mitnaker kidei shodia lo betov meuto jodaiish nira pashut overal alzeh alif. And again, the same thing emerges. There's almost on it. Okay, yeah, James.
How do you explain the Gemara in this book is Rabba Rab?
Rabba, yeah.
As with regards to kind of, because we don't really know sort of most of what your Makshava is.
No, we know. No. The Gemara said you intended to get fish in both cases.
Yeah, but as in, if we're looking objectively,
the Gemara is positing.
You should be chayav.
No, but the Gemara is positing that all you had kavana was to fish. I mean, you can raise technical problems, but the Gemara is positing the theoretical shaila.
Okay, fine.
Now, Ramoshe argues vehemently with Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And in the opposite direction, he says no. Now, before we get to our Moshe, I would say, look, there is a slight problem with Shlomo Zalman. Besides, for the fact that it seems to go against Gemara, there's also a Matthias problem, which is, first of all, you have to assume that non-religious Jews don't know halacha at all, right? Which is not always true. A lot of non-religious Jews actually are, in fact, cognizant of the fact that pikuach nevesh would be docheh Shabbos, and even though they don't care, they're cognizant of that fact. More importantly, I would say like this, that even if he doesn't know Pikuach Nefesh Docheh Shabbos, many doctors, if not most doctors, are actually somewhat altruistic. I mean, they go into the profession because they want to save people's lives. So they may not be cognizant that it is Pikuach Nefesh Docheh Shabbos, but they're aware that they're saving a life. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman assumes that they're not cognizant of the fact that they're involved in a mitzvah. I am not convinced that even if you agreed with Rosh Shlomo Zalman's basic argument, that you need actual knowledge of the formal halachic category, not just the knowledge that this is a good thing that I should be doing. So even l'shitaso might not be true. Okay. Ramoshe actually argues the opposite of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, because Ramoshe really focuses not on machshava, but on action. And he makes the very simple argument. The yesh gam tam gadol lahatir af im yehudim she'enam shomrei Torah shegam k'shisharu b'veitam yichalu Shabbos mezit b'chol melachos yidamin lo pochon melachos yaz b'yizach olim b'isser shem gen ein b'zeh lefnei iver b'zeh shuchlo melachos Malachos. The Yoser note Shehuf Chazuk, Yesh Harbe Cholim Shemutter, Vagam Harbe Urakmi Rabbanan, Manjaveso Ruban Hemidaraisa. Ramoshe makes the opposite argument. He said, if you don't go by Machshava, but you go by action, then you should Dafka switch. Why? Because if the religious doctor doesn't take the shift on Shabbos, what's he going to do? He's going to stay home, he's going to go to shul, he's going to eat his meal, he's going to keep Shabbos. If the non religious doctor doesn't go to the hospital, what's he going to do? He's going to be Michal Shabbos Shalo Behet there. But if he goes to the hospital, he's at least saving lives, and most of what he's doing is either Mutra Lechatzila, it's only Asr Midar Abanan, right? It's only Rafua, and Rafua is only Asr Abanan. So Ramoshe takes the opposite extreme. He looks not at the Machshav, he looks at the action. He says, Mchinat the action, there's an argument to go in the opposite direction, which is Dafka, go out of your way to switch with a non religious doctor or soldier. Fine. So just to summarize this, and I just think this is a fascinating case where the Gemara is clearly having a very sophisticated philosophical philosophical discussion. But the poskim take it very seriously, Rosh Hashanah especially, as halachic, right? Since the Gemara assumes you need kapara for the kavana do navera, that tells you that kavana is itself an avera, and therefore you shouldn't switch on Shabbos. The yichud shayla, the Chavetz Chaim, you have to inform people that they're telling lashon hara to let in lashon hara. But Rav Zalman Nechemya pushes back that either always, or in the case of the Beis Yitzchak, at least when the result is a mitzvah, you're action focused. And that's really Rav Moshe's answer, is that he totally is mitalim from kavanah. It says, right, tachlis, when you look at the action, it goes in the opposite direction. And therefore, right, but you see how this sort of abstract philosophical question is really not. It's when you're looking at the situation, what's a mitzvah, what's an avera? Now, again, there are all these technicalities also. What's his kavanah actually, etc., etc. Okay. Just a few other points just to fill up. Now, not our sugya anymore, but already the theoretical question. Two other points that are raised by Poskim in this context. So one is this entire discussion assumes that you are capable halachically of assuming two categories, shom rei Torah mitzvahs and not shom rei Torah mitzvahs. And the Hichal Yitzchak makes this claim, the Hertag makes this claim. In Rav Shaul Israeli, he critiques it heavily. And he says just not true, meaning there's no such category as Einar Shom Rei Torah mitzvahs, meaning everyone's chayiv to do mitzvahs. The fact that he does more or does less, right? There's no category from Jews and not from Jews. And therefore, he just is mitalim from the Shaila and says the entire discussion can get off the ground because it assumes a categorization which doesn't make any sense. I believe that Rav Herzog was influenced by this critique on his position. I'm not going to get into the exact context of his shaila, because in later shailas, specifically Rav Herzog's shailas about setting up police forces on Shabbos, you see that he moves in the direction of Israeli of not recognizing different categories. One more point, and this I think is very radical, and I can't believe anyone ever said this. The Shlomo Menahar, I don't know who he is exactly, he's some modern guy, he wrote an article in Tchumen. He makes this astounding argument. Normally, what's the halacha when you need to violate Shabbos? So what do? When you need to violate Shabbos, you're passing a kalakal. Or you try to do the less chamur iser. So he, the opposite of what I just said, he takes this, he says, no, you really can distinguish between different groups of people. So much so that he says, well, non-religious Jews, how do we define them as manazeh, according to the Binyan Sion and many other poskim? As tinuk shenishba. So, right, how do we define them? So they're tinuk shenishba, so what's the status of their chol Shabbos? It's shogeg, always. Definitionally shogeg. The Shomer Shabbos guy, what's the status of his chol Shabbos? Mezid, because he knows halacha. So he said, you have to switch, because every non-religious Jew's chol Shabbos is only a chol Shabbos b'shogeg, and yours is a chol Shabbos b'mezid, so it's hakal hakal. This takes so many assumptions, which are just...
It's not a hakira in Shabbos, about whether it's like Durcha Shabbos or whether...
It's a hakira in Pikuach Nefesh. It makes a million assumptions about Mitzias, about Chilonim, here, about their knowledge of Pikuach Nefesh. It is the parallel, it is the polar opposite of Rav Yisraeli's claim that you aren't able to distinguish. He says, no, there's a chalos, shame, non-religious Jews who are Tinoch Shanishma, and therefore it's always shogeg, and therefore you have to let them do it. This, you know, Lefi Yadnias Daiti is not a plausible read of a sugya. Fine. Just to summarize it, so again, you have in our Gemara sort of a very sophisticated discussion philosophically about the nature of Avera, that both the Maisa Avera and the Machshava of an Avera, the rebellion, are both independent Yisurim. Shlomo Zalman takes this very seriously in many places and therefore says you should switch on Shabbos and Mimila by soldiers would be the same thing, because you're going to do it L'Shem Mitzvah, he's not, therefore for you it's a mitzvah, for him it's an Avera, it's L'Fnei Iver, it's a formal Avera, the same by the Yichud case, and the Chavetz Chaim says it as well by the Lashon Hara case. While maybe true in general, like the Chavetz Chaim's case, that, you know, you should minimize people think they're doing averos, as Rav Zalman Nechemya points out, at least in Pikuach Nefesh, or perhaps in all mitzvos, at least we know this is not true. We go Basar Maisa, and the fact that you did a mitzvah tells you that you're pater. Now, this could either tell us that the Gemara Paskins that really averos and mitzvos are about results and not about intention, or you go like the Beis Yitzchak, that no, when there's a mitzvah involved, it changes the equation. Really, 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 intention to do an avera is an avera. It just happens to be there's this outside factor that comes in. If you do a mitzvah, it changes it. The last question that's parenthetical is, this whole discussion assumes two different classes of people. Here, Rav Yisraeli pushes back and says there's no such thing, and therefore we just have to meet that lane from the Shaila. The parallel, the polar opposite of this is, or someone ours says, no, we recognize totally these two different chalus of people, and therefore the non-religious Jew is Tinoch Shenishba, it's Shogeg, you're amazed, and therefore Akal Akal. And again, and remember, Rav Moshe, like Rav Zalman Nechemya, goes in the opposite direction and focuses on actions, and therefore says, Davka, you should switch because you would be keeping Shabbos and he won't. Okay.